The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I thought I made a mistake. It was not a mistake. Hallelujah. I know that it was not a mistake. God wanted it so, because God wants to favor that person. Praise the Lord. Every of your favor that has been wrongly transferred, they are restored today in the name of Jesus. I said they are restored today in the name of Jesus. You know why I know it's not? I know it's not a mistake. I'm someone that is very detailed. I don't do things without cross-checking and checking. And you can't walk with my father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this commission, you will not be detailed. You will check and recheck. So I know what makes me not to check. And in fact, I checked, but I did not recheck. And I still send it. So it's not that it was a mistake. No! Praise the Lord. I know of a senior while in school who graduated with 2-1 that he did not work for. When they were competing the final result, the exam officer made a mistake. You know, it wasn't the days of computer like that, that everything goes into the server and all that. They usually do it manual with a little head of typewriter and some little computer. They made a mistake and they sent it to the Senate. And the thing was approved. Nobody discovered. It was after approval that the thing was discovered. And everybody said, we cannot take it back because it has been approved already. The process of reversing it means that the whole exam for that whole department is going to be canceled and will start again. So they gave the man the grade 2-1 free. He's still alive. Favor. Unmerited. And that opened doors. Certain doors for him. See, brethren, when we talk about favor, it is not, many of us think that favor is just when I ask Pastor Ebenezer for a favor. Then Pastor Ebenezer does go ahead and give me whatever I ask. That is favor. The favor we are talking about is beyond that. The favor we are talking about is the favor that I look at Pastor Ebenezer. He doesn't even know what I want. And he says, sir, what do you need me to do? That kind of favor is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Favor that when you get to the place of exam, you are supposed to sit at a particular place where the heat or the sun ray is going to affect your thinking. And suddenly the exam officer says, you leave that place, go to this place where the AC is going to blow you and your brain will cool down. And you will be able to pour everything. That is the kind of favor we are talking about. Favor that will single you out. There is a testimony of one of our members who was opportune to travel abroad. In a program like this, they pray to God and say, God, have mercy on us. We are going for visa at the embassy. And when they got there, they lined up. And somebody came out of the consulate and said, you, come. Pick them from behind. Put them as number 2. And when they got to the person that will interview, the person was just smiling. And back, stamp everybody, every single member of the family. That is favor. Praise the Lord. May we encounter favor tonight in the name of Jesus. Favor brings blessing. Favor is blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. And the Bible says, O Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfy with favor. The Lord will satisfy you with favor in the name of Jesus. And full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. You will possess more than the south and the west in the name of Jesus. You will possess all your territories in the name of Jesus. Favor terminates labor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Examples of people that enjoy favor. Number one is a man called Joseph. A man called Joseph. Joseph enjoyed favor in life. Genesis chapter 39. Let's just look at verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. While he was in Potiphar's house, he enjoyed favor. While they lied against him and sent him to prison, he still enjoyed favor. Anywhere you go, anywhere you find yourself, either in Nigeria or outside Nigeria, the Lord will find you with favor in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Genesis 39 verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found what? Grace. Joseph found what? Grace. Joseph found what? Grace. Which means Joseph found what? Favor in his sight. I don't know where you are lacking favor. You will find favor in the name of Jesus. You will encounter grace for favor in the name of Jesus. I said you will encounter grace for favor in the name of Jesus. He was sold as a slave, but he got there and become the master of all the servants. There's a difference between slaves and servants. Slaves were below servants. Servants are employee. Slaves are owned property. He was a slave, yet he became a servant and head of servants. That is, I says, you know, this man Joseph, you need to study his life. You need to study his life. I did a study on Joseph's life sometimes back, and I can tell you some things about Joseph. See, he encountered favor from the beginning. He was a slave, yet the master committed everything into his hand. Praise the Lord. May you encounter favor in the name of Jesus. Verses, he got to a point that he doesn't even know what he has. Joseph controls everything except his wife. And the devil wants to use that to steal that thing that is precious from Joseph. Verse 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hands, and he knew not what he had. Can you see that? Save the bread which he did eat. He didn't even know what he has, except the food that comes to his table. And Joseph was a godly person, and what? Well favored. And what? Well favored. And what? Well favored. You will be well favored in the name of Jesus. Number two, examples of people, children of Israel. There was something the Lord gave the children of Israel that changed their life. They left Egypt. They entered Egypt with nothing. They left Egypt with the entire wealth of the whole nation of Egypt. And can I tell you this? Egypt was the superpower of the entire world then. They plundered the entire economy of Egypt. They entered Egypt as people in need. They came in hunger. They left in abundance of wealth. I don't know what is that case that is troubling you. What is that thing that is bothering you? The favor of the Lord will shine light upon it, and you will escape that thing with great strength, with great blessings in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 3 verse 21. It was favor that changed everything. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go what? Empty. They plunder Egypt. Exodus 11:3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. The Lord gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. The Lord will give you favor in the sight of everyone that has been designated to favor you in the name of Jesus. Number three is Samuel. Samuel was a candidate of favor. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26. And the Bible says, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with God and also with men. I love that. You will be in favor both with God and also with men in the name of Jesus. You will be a double-barrel favored person. a double package favor. Favor spiritually, favor physically, favor in every area. In the name of Jesus, you will not lack favor spiritually. You will not lack favor physically. In the name of Jesus, favor will encounter you. You will encounter favor. Anywhere you go, favor will search for you. In the multitude of many, favor will single you out. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Another example is a young lady, an orphan lady called Esther. Esther was a candidate of favor. In the book of Esther chapter 2, verse 15. And now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was to come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. You see, that is divine favor. Divine favor is not limited to an individual, and it's not time bound. It's not space bound. It's not location bound. It's not geographically contained. You are favored in Nigeria. When you go to US, you will be favored. If you are unfavored in Nigeria, you can go to US, you will still be unfavored. The favor that we are talking about is a favor that is not geographically located. It's not a favor that is bound by time. When you are favored by man, you are favored by time. The time is limited as long as that man is still favoring you. It's not even as long as he lives. He can change his mind tomorrow and say, I will not favor you again. But even if he doesn't change his mind, he will die one day. And when he dies, that favor dies with him. But the favor we are talking about is a favor that extends beyond man. It's a favor that is for life. It's a favor that when you are long gone, your children's children are still eating of it. Hallelujah. That is the kind of favor that we are talking about. And that is the favor that Esther obtained in verse 17. In the sight of all the chamberlains, she obtained favor. Now, in the sight of the cocoa master himself, the one that is the king. He said, the main cocoa, the main person. And the king loved Esther above all the women. And she obtained grace and what? And favor in his sight more than all the virgins. In other words, she doesn't have a better qualification than others. They were all virgins. She's also a virgin. She's not the only virgin. Media, please keep that scripture. She's not the only one. In fact, she's not the most beautiful. She wasn't the most favored. She was just an orphan child. She wasn't even an indigene. She was a foreigner. Not even an indigene. She wasn't from that place. Yet, favor singled her out. Hallelujah. So that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. The Lord will set honor upon you. The Lord will set authority upon you. The Lord will set dominion upon you. The Lord will set you upon dominions and great blessings by the release of his favor in the name of Jesus. That's favor we are talking about. It's not a favor that is limited by the reason of your name. You know, there are some names that open some doors. But there is a name that opens every door. There are some names that open some doors. Some doors. Some doors. I tell you. There are some names that if I mention now, you'll be like, there's no door they will not open. I will tell you there are some doors they cannot open. I'm telling you. There are some places you mention the name, they'll say, who is that person? Yeah. If you come to my village now, you mention certain names. There are people that will tell you, I don't know them. And they don't care. And there might be the people that you needed their favor from. I don't know you. But there's a name that is above every other name, that when you are connected to that name, it opens every door of favor. Hallelujah. And that is the kind of favor we are talking about. May you obtain heavenly favor for your restoration of all your blessings in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Favor for supernatural restoration. Favor for supernatural restoration. How to assess favor? Number one, godly character and righteousness. Godly character and righteousness. Genesis chapter 39, verse 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, And he knew not aught which he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a godly person. Complete sentence, comma. And that precipitated the favor. Because he was a godly person, that brought about the favor. You know, I was talking to my wife a couple of days ago, and I said, it's very difficult to find someone that is faithful and righteous nowadays. Very difficult. You need somebody to help you do anything. It's very difficult. I gave a job to somebody to weed some portion, to do some work in the farm. Then he did. And he came back for the money. And I said, you have done? He said, I've done 2 days. I've finished. I said, okay, let's go and visit. He said, let's go and visit. So he followed me. He thought, because it's a big portion, that I would just look and see the front. So he took me diagonally. No. Which one is this one? Diagonally, Abi. No, this is longitudinal. Horizontal. It took me horizontally like this. Then when we got to the end, and there's no way I could see the other hand because it's quite big. So we walk and everything was fine. And I said, okay, wait here. I want to go to the other hand. Then the guy started shaking. I said, I'm going to the other hand. I said, no, don't worry, I'll go. So I walk. And when I got to the middle of the farm, I saw that nothing was happening. I said, then I cleaned my eyes. I knew that I'm still in my farm. So I continued to walk, and I walked the entire farm. When I finished, I came back. I said, Ole nye. He said, Daddy, mi on shole. I said, mo lole nye. He said, mi o jayin lole, out jami lole. You want to collect what you have not worked for? That's stealing. I said, that's unfaithfulness. And I said, that is why you will not make progress. I'm saying the truth. You cannot do anything for me and I will not check. I've been taught to do that. I will check first time very well. Go back again, check second time. And can I tell you this? If I pick 100 people, hardly you will get two. Hardly you will get two that will do it the way it should be. Hardly. And that is why people are not favored. You can't enjoy favor if you live ungodly. If you live a life that does not glorify God. And the reason for this is because there is no fear of God. Praise the Lord. There is no fear of God. There is no fear of God. Psalm 112 says, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Can you see that? That delighted greatly in his commandment. Verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the head. The generation of the upright shall be what? Shall be blessed. Verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. What it means is that righteousness, he's not talking about the righteousness of Christ, the righteousness of that individual will outlive him because he has been righteous. That righteousness continues forever. He keeps speaking for him forever. When he gets to heaven, his righteousness keeps speaking. His children that have left here on earth, the righteousness keeps speaking for them. They keep harvesting from it. And if it is so, that means the unfaithfulness and the wickedness also keep speaking. I made the guy to do the work, and I did not pay him full. Yeah. Because I assisted him. Now I have to stay with him. I said, look, my wife and kids are going to join us. We are all going to work now. And you will pay them. So I slashed the money. And the guy was like, sir, I said, don't sir me. You can't get favored. This is a guy that when he comes to work, he will eat, he will drink Coke. And enjoy himself. Coke, bread, everything ended that day. Next time when you come, not even pure water. You will think it's wickedness. It's not wickedness. It's training. I'm trying to teach him that, look, unfaithfulness does not pay, but righteousness pays. If he changes, yes, we'll go back. But if he doesn't, so be it. Brethren, if me as a man, behaves that way, how much more God, who owns everything? The key how to assess favor, godliness. Joseph was favored because of his godly character. He was a man of godly character. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27. He that diligently seeketh good, procureth what? Favor. That is, seeketh good. That is doing good. He that diligently is averse to doing good. But he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. So that is what has come unto that guy. It's mischief. So I'm scriptural, very scriptural. And that is what people will say, they don't like me. They don't like you because your character is not good. You are ungodly in your nature, in your attitude, in your behavior. You live a life of corruption. A life of corruption will make a man escape favor. But a life of character will bat favor. You know what corruption, life of corruption does? It takes away, chisel favor away from you and hammer you such that favor cannot touch you. Brethren, this is one thing that a lot of people lack. And I want to encourage everyone, if you're a member of this commission or you are listening to us online now, take a decision that I will live a life of godly character. I will live righteous. No matter what. You are sent to go and buy something. You say, 100 naira, non tao. Then you get that. Then you price. And by chance of favor, by virtue of favor, you say, bring 80 naira. Say, well, this 20 naira too, we account for at least. We think about you, Shelly, you're thinking, yeah. Are you the one that work for the money? So you work all those shit, so you cannot get. You're not the one that work for the money. It is not your money. Either you go to that place to go and buy that thing, or you did not go to that place to go and buy that thing, somebody will go. It's not your money. It did back by nothing yet. What kind of proverb is that? You see, that's why the Bible says we should be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That was what we're being taught. Where I think it was Pastor Ebenezer who was teaching us on the word. The word of God is what changes your life. Is what delivers you from all this corrupt culture and behavior. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number B, because my time is up already and we need to pray. The blessings of God. Favor. The blessings of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Godly character. And righteousness. Number B is what? The blessings of God. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. O Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, full with the blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. The blessings of God is backed by favor. The blessings of God backs favor for you. When you're a man that carries the blessings of God, you're a man that favor will follow. The blessings of God bat favor for you. The blessings of God bat favor for you. And the blessings of God cannot be released to those who are not sons of God. I can't go and claim the will of Dangote because he's not my father. Hallelujah. I cannot. The blessings of the Father is for his children. The blessings of the Father is for the children. And the blessings of God is what bats the favor of God. May we be a carrier of the blessings of God for the favor of God always in the name of Jesus. Number three, how to assess is desperation in prayers. 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 Genesis chapter 32. Hallelujah. Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled with him a man until the breaking of the day. I'll paraphrase this story because of time. He was left alone to pray. And he prayed the whole night. And the angel asked Jacob in verse 29. Said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, whereof? Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, whereof is it that thou dost not ask after my name? And he did what? And he blessed him there. In verse 28, it said, thy name shall no more be Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. You get that power with God and with man in the place of desperate prayers. Not gentle prayers. Desperate prayers. In Luke chapter 18 verse 1, the Bible said, men ought always to pray. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to do what? And not to faint. You will not faint in the name of Jesus. Until a man is ready to pray, he is not ready for favor. Prayer is a call for favor. Prayer is the magnet for favor. Prayer increases your favor account. The more you pray, the more lodgment of favor you make into your favor account. The more you pray, the more deposits you are making. The more you pray, there are some prayers you will pray now that you will not withdraw it until 10 years to come. There are some prayers you pray now and they will keep multiplying. You know, when you drop money in fixed deposits, there are some prayers, they are like fixed deposits. There are some prayers that you will to your children. You will enjoy eat of it. And you see, say, oh, children, this investment, I transfer to you. And they will continue to enjoy such favor. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As you pray today, there will be rain of favor into your life and into your families in the name of Jesus. I say, as we pray tonight, there will be rain of favor into our lives and into our families in the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.